I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. travel ban has been upheld by the Supreme Court. Now, this limits travel to the U.S. from five Muslim-majority nations, plus North Korea and Venezuela. And this means that many refugees will be unable to come through the refugee resettlement process. Bethany Christian Services' Christine Van Noord says only 45,000 refugees are now being allowed into the U.S. each year. But 9 months into the fiscal year, just 35% of those have been resettled.
One of our greatest concerns here is that the U.S. has historically been a leader in refugee resettlement and the foremost advocate on the world stage. Our concern is that other countries will take the U.S.'s lead in this and also reduce their numbers of welcoming refugees into their country.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And sustainable missions. For Operation Mobilization, this means financially sustaining global workers within their communities. It's also a way to provide sources of income for locals and community development in the process. OM's Wenzichek provides a snapshot of what this looks like in Ukraine.
If we're going to be involved in community development and community transformation, then we need to plug into the resources, assets, in this case waste, that's around in copious amounts.
Problem is, there are zero waste processing plants in Ukraine. But OM is finding ways to both create jobs and also address the waste management problem that Ukraine faces. And through addressing the problem, doors are being opened to live out Christ in Ukraine. We're sharing more on how to get involved in sharing Christ through trash transformation at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.